This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Last week, the EPA issued a waiver to allow for summertime E15 sales across the country in 2026. However, permanent legislation for E15 sales year-round is still a priority for many Midwest politicians hoping to provide certainty for farmers and retailers. We will hear more from United States Senator Chuck Grassley next.
Stay informed with the Closing Market Report from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, your essential summary of the day's market activities and their impact on the agricultural economy. Join us for timely updates and expert commentary on commodity prices and market trends with trusted ag market analysts from around the Midwest. Tune in every Monday through Friday on your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate for your daily market recap and insights to stay ahead in the ag economy.
United States Senator Chuck Grassley recently suggested that E15 legislation should be attached to the bill to fund military spending for the war in Iran, and he offered his reasons why.
Number one, and the biggest one, is you're never going to get E15 up as a separate piece of legislation in the Senate. You can in the House of Representatives. Secondly, urea, so much of it comes out of the Middle East through the Strait of Hormuz, and also the oil that keeps biodiesel prices lower. Those have all shot up. It's all a result of the Iran war going on. And since farmers are being hurt with what's happening in the Middle East, it would be very appropriate to put E15 in that bill.
Grassley says that in addition to creating certainty for the ethanol industry, gas retailers, and farmers, permanent legislation would also help corn growers to better market their crops.
Well, I've even heard rumors that the administration may be trying to get another $15 billion of bridge money for family farmers in that same bill. Well, wouldn't it make more sense for the E15 at $14 billion? Then instead of $15 billion out of the federal treasury.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.